I want to get to this. As back when this all began here on the show, we threw out the idea that when this is all over, we should throw a parade for the nurses and the doctors, the grocery store clerks, the farmers, and like all the people who have gotten us through this, delivery workers, the cleaners. I mean, we just had this list that we kept adding to this list because these are people helping us get through this whole thing, and they become heroes in all of this. And it's interesting because I just want to add to this list now, because I think what I'd add is all the people who are figuring out a way to help others through these difficult times, giving of themselves, some of them in really tough circumstances. We've seen restaurants with no business feeding the hungry. We've seen people without jobs making masks for first responders, whiskey companies making hand sanitizer. So many people just stepping up to say, you know what, I want to do something. I want to help people. And now I want to introduce you to a high school student who's figured out something really cool that they're doing to help others. And I just think it's amazing. Maya Joshi is her name. And Maya, thanks for being on WGN.
Yeah. Hi, Anna. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, so you got to tell us what you're doing. This is really incredible. It's inspiring. You're at Walter Payton Prep, and you're a freshman. You're just a freshman. Mm-hmm. And, well, not, I don't mean to belittle that at all, but I'm just saying this is a big idea from someone of your age. And I just tell us about what it is you're doing, because you thought of a way to try to help.
Yeah, so our program is called Lifting Hearts with the Arts, and we connect with residents of assisted or independent living facilities through the arts via online platforms such as FaceTime or Zoom. And we pair each resident with a member of our team based on mutual interests, and we find a date and time to set up a virtual conversation. And that's either through a video call or just a phone call. And some of these meetings occur weekly. So, like, for example, Wednesdays at 3. And we also offer group activities over Zoom, like, you know, mini concerts, trivia games, and even bingo sessions.
Oh, my gosh. So this is for people in independent living homes, people who else? Who else are you serving, or who else would be, you know, recipients of what you're doing?
Yeah, so seniors in these facilities, as well as a resident of homes for the blind or visually impaired, because all of these groups of people are facing difficult times during this social isolation period, and we just want to help out, you know, in any way we can.
How many people have you been talking to so far? What does it look like? And how many other students or people have you recruited to be part of this really cool thing you're doing?
Yeah, so in total, we've reached about 109, and this week we're scheduled with 117 residents. And we have a team of about 10 to 15 volunteers.
This is so incredible, Maya. I mean, really, it's just, did you think it? Did you and your friends get together and think, how did this all come about?
Yeah, so just after the shelter in place started, I thought about my grandparents, and I call them every day, and I love visiting them. And their anniversary is coming up, and we couldn't celebrate with them in person. So I thought about how I spent so much of my early childhood going over to their house, and specifically weaving with my grandma and painting with my grandpa. And then I thought about all those kids now who can't do that with their grandparents because of the social distancing, and how a lot of seniors in assisted or independent living facilities are unable to leave their apartments and they're essentially cooped up. And so I thought, you know, I love talking to my grandparents over video calls and phone calls, so might as well see if we can help other people using the same idea. And I just wanted to give a shout-out to our team, Eleanor Van Houten, June Stevens, Rhea Joshi, and the rest of our wonderful volunteers for their compassion and dedication to our organization, because without them, I mean, none of this would be possible.
Well, you are super impressive. Tell me what these are like. So I heard that you play music, you draw and paint with the residents, or play trivia, all kinds of things like that. You just sort of engage with them. Tell us what one of these things would be like, how maybe one that you've personally been part of.
Mm-hmm. So I meet with this one woman every Wednesday, and it's really interesting because the conversations last from 30 minutes to an hour, and we kind of talk about ourselves, and I've listened to her story, and it's super inspiring to hear about all of these residents' unique backgrounds. And so sometimes we just talk about things that we're interested in, and it's really cool to find things that we have in common. And then recently I played trivia with one of the residents, and that was really cool because I learned a lot about facts that I normally wouldn't know, and it was pretty inspiring to see how many of the residents had such a great trivia knowledge.
Oh my gosh. The organization, I guess you started, is called Lifting Hearts with the Arts. And can people mm-hmm. sign up to say, hey, I would love to have, you know, some contact with somebody in your organization?
Yeah, they can. We're really looking for new volunteers, really anyone who can join, as well as anyone who would like to kind of work with us so that we can really help as many people as we can.
Awesome. So it's liftinghearts.org. Mm-hmm. Is that where people go and find out, and they can sign up and they can volunteer or maybe get a visit from somebody, a virtual visit?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maya, this is so cool. Thanks for sharing it with us. Thanks for doing what you're doing. You're incredible. Do you have an idea what you want to do in life? Or do you have future plans and anything in mind? You're just amazing.
Thank you so much. My future plans with this organization is just to grow it. But in the future, I definitely want to go into medicine. And just those are some of my goals.
How about that? Well, I wish you the best of luck. And it's just thanks for sharing it. Thanks for sharing what you're doing.
Thank you so much.